This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because, well, this hour is your hour. That's right. This is when you can talk back to the radio. How many times have you listened to the evening news, heard these incredible stories about space, about medicine, about all the developments happening in the laboratory, and you don't have anyone to talk to? You don't have anyone to bounce your ideas off of. It's just you and the TV and the radio. Well, here's your chance to get back. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you, perhaps, can get on national radio. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps you can get on national radio. So many times people tell me that they've been at the water cooler, and they're just shooting the breeze, and then someone just mentions something just out of the blue that leaves everyone stunned. Because everyone is caught flat-footed. What does that mean? Who can we talk to resolve this question? Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call at 612-564-8135 and have your thoughts heard on national radio. That's right. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out what I've been up to. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. My latest is called The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space. And the question is it possible to attend one of my lectures? The answer is yes. Go to my website. Occasionally, I give you my cities that I'll be traveling in. And maybe I'll sign your copy of The Future of Humanity. And after that, you can go to eBay and auction it off for money. That's right. My autographed books will actually bring in money. You can actually make money by going to my book tour. Okay, well, without further ado, let's get to the first listener phone call.
This is Sharon Bang calling from California, listening on GCN. Neil deGrasse Tyson said there are green objects in space, such as nebulae, but based on my research, these are mostly false color images. Are there any naked eye objects in space that would appear green without any type of false color or telescopes? Also, I understand that certain animals can see ultraviolet and infrared. Would this mean the visual spectrum will be larger for them, and therefore something that appears orange to us would appear red or yellow to them? For example, would a bee or a wasp see violet as blue and blue as green, based on the fact their spectrum is stretched? Or would it be possible the spectrum is flipped so that blue is red and red is blue? One last thing, if there are no green stars out there, would the discovery of a green star prove that it's manufactured by alien life? Thank you for your time.
Well, you ask a mouthful of questions, so let's try to break it down one by one. First of all, the human eye can only see really 3 colors. Now, you may say to yourself, that's kind of stupid. Everybody knows there's yellow and brown and magenta and pastel and all sorts of colors, and you're telling me that we can only see 3 colors? And that's right. If you take a look at the eyeball, there are basically 3 sensors there that sense red, green, and blue, the primary colors. All the other colors are mixtures of those 3. Now, it turns out that some women can see a 4th color. There's a mutation which allows some women to actually see more colors than just 3. But that's rare. Now, if you don't believe me, go to a TV set, especially the old ones, and look very carefully at the screen, and you'll see that the screen does not consist of hundreds of different colors at all. No, it consists of dots. Each dot is either red blue, or green, the primary colors. Now, what is it that when you see yellow? Yellow, in some sense, is not a true color. It's a mixture of red, green, and blue. And so when you see yellow, you're not really seeing yellow in its true entirety. You're seeing an approximation to yellow. Now, take a look at the colors of the rainbow. When we were children, we learned about Roy G. Biv. The colors of the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet. Roy G. Biv. And so these are all the colors of the spectrum, but your eyeball can only see three colors. Everything else is a combination of those three colors. So therefore, when you look at brown, you're not really looking at the elemental brown. You're looking at an approximation to brown. Now, look at the colors of stars. The colors of stars also go Roy G. Biv. Because according to the Maxwell-Planck distribution of frequencies, color corresponds to energy. Blue is more energetic than red. Red has the least amount of energy. Blue has the most amount of energy. So something that is red hot is only maybe a few thousand degrees, but something that is blue hot can be tens of thousands of degrees. Now, if you don't believe me, get a match. Light a match, and you see that at the bottom of the flame is bluish, and at the top of the flame, it is reddish, which is exactly the colors of the rainbow. So the colors of the rainbow are there every time you see a fire. At the bottom of the flame is blue. At the top of the flame, it is red. Now, you asked about animals. It turns out that bees can see another color that we cannot, ultraviolet. Now, how do you prove that? Well, take a look at a flame. At the bottom of the flame, it's blue, but if you look very carefully, you'll see that the flame is, for the most part, floating invisibly above the wick. It's unattached. Amazing. So the flame is actually not the true flame. The flame is a column of hot gas, the bottom of which you cannot see. It's invisible, and that's called ultraviolet. And then the top of the flame is red, but there is a color beyond red, and that is infrared. And so your eyeball can only see a range of colors within a flame. You cannot see the entire flame at all. So next time you see a flame, look at the bottom and see that it's not attached to the wick at all, because there's ultraviolet radiation there. Now, bees can see ultraviolet radiation. Why? Because when the sun is covered or overcast, or when the sun is uncovered, the bees have to be able to lock on to nectar. They have to know where the flower beds are, whether or not there's clouds or not. Ultraviolet will go right through clouds, and that's why bees can see more colors than you. Bees can see the colors of flowers in ultraviolet as well. Now, some people think that nature created flowers to please humans. Well, not necessarily. Flowers are older than humans. Flowers go back before the dinosaurs. And so it means that the colors of flowers were not really created for our benefit, but for the benefit of insects, which have lived on the planet Earth much longer than us. And insects see colors that we cannot. So therefore, when you see the colors of flowers, you're only looking at a tiny fragment of the true colors of flowers, which can be in the ultraviolet range. So sorry about that. You do not see the universe as it really is. You see only a sliver of the universe with your eyeball. Well, once again, you can get on Science Fantastic by giving us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio. So why do we scientists have to have all the fun? Why can't you jump in and ask that question that's always been bothering you? Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can be part of the March of Science.
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This is your chance to get on national radio. This is your chance to be able to be at the forefront of science. Well, let me just mention that the previous caller asked about the different colors of the rainbow and why there are not any green stars. Well, actually, there are green stars because green is relative. Green is a primary color, and it corresponds to one of the colors of the rainbow, and the colors of the rainbow in turn correspond to the color of stars. Therefore, stars can come in all the colors of the rainbow, including green. But of course, when we talk about stars, we talk about blue giants and red dwarfs. But no, there are other colors of stars because temperature corresponds to a color according to the Stefan Boltzmann law. Okay? Well, anyway, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. This is Jesse from Houston. I had a question for you that's a little bothering my mind. You probably heard this before, being in string theory, but if I had a rocket, it's barely in space, barely floating right outside of Earth, and I got a ship big enough, the fuel's ready, enough fuel to go to speed of light. Okay? Now, on Earth, there is a beam of light that starts. We both start at the same time, going at one destination. It doesn't matter. That's not part of the question. We go one destination. Of course, the beam of light is going faster than me. Now, calculated it through the fuel they use, you go the speed of light. It takes 4 years, whatever year. Now, we're both going the same speed. Now, if I go in a second gear, if you will, and I go, say, 5 miles faster than the speed of light. If I look back in, from my rocket that I'm in, what do you think you see in between me, the rocket, going faster than the speed of light, and the speed of light that is, of course, going the speed of light, the light, the beam light, the light of beam? What do you think you see in that gap? Future, past, parallel universe, what do you think? Thank you. Love your show.
Okay, well, you ask a series of questions, so let's try to break it down. First of all, velocities do not add in relativity theory. For example, if you are on an escalator and you throw a baseball, then the question is, how fast is the baseball going? Or for that matter, if you're in a jet airplane and you shoot, you fire a machine gun, how fast is the machine gun bullets going, given the fact that you are boosting the projectile by being on an escalator or by being inside a jet? Or people ask the question, if you're in a rocket ship near the speed of light and you turn on a flashlight, what is the speed of the flashlight, given the fact that you have the speed of the rocket originally? Now, common sense says you have to add the two. You add the two, the velocity of one plus the velocity of the other is the net velocity. But you see, in relativity theory, no, that's not true. Velocities do not add. And that's the key to the whole puzzle. So if you are in a rocket traveling near the speed of light and you throw a baseball, in principle, the baseball should exceed the speed of light because you add velocities. But nope, velocities do not add. If you do the math, it comes out very clear. But common sense tells you that you can always add velocities. Therefore, if you are in a rocket ship and turn on a flashlight, how fast is the flashlight moving? At the speed of light. Now, that seems to violate the common sense that we've learned ever since we were kids. But hey, your common sense is wrong. Now, this gets even crazier. If I have a rocket ship with a flashlight inside, how fast is the flashlight moving with respect to someone inside the rocket and with respect to someone outside the rocket? Well, common sense says you should have two velocities, the velocity of the light in the rocket and the velocity of the light outside the rocket. Nope. When you actually do the experiment, and the experiment's been done, when you actually do the experiment, the speed of light is the same no matter how you measure it. Now, you may say to yourself, that's impossible. That's incredible. No, it violates common sense. How is that possible? And the answer is, actually, it actually dawned on Einstein himself in the spring of 1905. And that is, your brain has slowed down. Time slows down inside the rocket. You don't notice it, of course, because everything else has slowed down in the rocket. But that's how you resolve all the paradoxes. We forget something. We assume that your brain travels at the same velocity that you think at the same velocity of a person sitting at rest. No. If you're in a rocket ship, your brain slows down. Everything in the rocket slows down. And that's why everything you measure slows down as well. And that is how you resolve all the paradoxes. In fact, Einstein himself was puzzling over this for about 10 years. For about 10 years, when he was 16 years old, to about the age of 26, he pondered this question about how can you go faster than the speed of light? And then he realized you can't, because every time you try to go faster than the speed of light, your brain slows down, and therefore you cannot measure it. Now, what does it feel like? That's the question that came in. What do you see if you're in the rocket traveling near the speed of light? And according to relativity, things seem normal. Everything else has slowed down, but your brain has slowed down too, so you don't notice it. I once saw a science fiction movie, one of the worst science fiction movies ever made, and the aliens kidnap some Earthlings and put them in a flying saucer, which then whizzes out near the speed of light. And then the alien says to the Earthlings, "Look at your watch." And the Earthlings in the movie say, my God, my watch has stopped. Einstein was right. You see, no, that's not how it works. Inside the rocket, your brain has slowed down, and therefore when you look at your watch, it seems normal. Because the watch is slowed down, your brain has slowed down, Everything has slowed down. And that's how you resolve all the paradoxes of relativity theory. People forget that. You have to take into account that your brain has also slowed down. So everything you measure is screwed up as a consequence. In other words, relativity works, and we prove it every day. In fact, in our physics class, we actually prove some of these things right there in front of people using laser beams in a fiber optic cable. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
My name is Dr. Umeo Sarkar. I'm calling from India, Calcutta. The radio station I'm listening to, I will be listening to, will be West Lebanon, New Hampshire, WUVR 1490 amplitude modulation. Thank you, sir. I am a very big fan of you and your communicative skill. What's your views about panpsychism? My question is, sir, what's your view about panpsychism, that even electrons are conscious, as if they are waves, field in the rubric of the universe itself? Please shed some light on this, and let all of us be enlightened, sir. Thank you very much. My sincerest respect. Thanks again. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you, sir.
Well, you're calling all the way from India, and unfortunately, the reception was not so good, so I didn't quite get the message, but let me try to answer what I think your question was. Your question talks about the quantum theory and how do we view, like, the electron. And we look at the electron in two ways. First of all, the electron has an antiparticle called the positron, which has positive charge. So in quantum mechanics, you have positive charge particles and negative charge particles. They are antiparticles of each other. When they meet, they annihilate. That's yet another duality in terms of particle-wave duality. People wonder, well, the electron, is it a particle or is it a wave? And it turns out that we physicists believe that the electron is a particle. It is a particle. However, the probability of finding that particle at any given point is given by a wave. And that's how a particle and a wave can be more or less the same thing. They really are a little bit different. So what is the electron? The electron is a particle. It's a dot. However, the probability of finding that dot is given by a wave. And so when the wave is maximized at a certain point, that's where the electron is most likely to be, and that's why we say that's where the electron is, even though it's an average effect. Now, to make things even more complicated, we now believe that this dot could actually be a string, and I'll talk about that after the break. So let's take a short commercial break, and once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstration demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And before the break, we had a question. I think the caller was getting at, like, what is an electron anyway, a subatomic particle? Well, as we mentioned before, we think that an electron is a dot. However, in quantum mechanics, the probability of finding that dot at any given point is given by a wave. And so when the wave gets larger, we think that's probably where the electron is located. And then the question is, well, what is this dot we're talking about? Is it really a dot? Well, we think that no. If you had a super microscope and could look at an electron, we think that it's actually a rubber band. A rubber band or a string that vibrates And when it vibrates at different frequencies, that's why we have different subatomic particles. And that's why we have so many subatomic particles. Why should Mother Nature be so malicious to give us all the subatomic particles in nature? Hundreds of subatomic particles. When I got my PhD at Berkeley years and years ago, I had to memorize the names of all these god darn subatomic particles. In the future, I would hope that to get a PhD in physics, all you would have to do is say string theory and get your PhD. Because we think that a vibrating string can, in fact, generate all the particles of nature. Now, of course, this theory is not proven yet, but we hope that the Large Hadron Collider will one day allow us to calculate and detect the higher resonances, higher octaves of the string, and we think that's dark matter. Dark matter is a substance that has not been found yet in the laboratory. We know it exists out there in the galaxy, but we think that dark matter could be the next vibration of tiny vibrating strings. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Albert from San Jose, California. I catch you usually on online, so I don't have a radio station call letter. First of all, it's a great honor to speak to you, sir. I really do enjoy your show. I have a question, though, in regards to classification of our civilization from type 0 type 1, and your estimate would be about 100 years from now. I've heard you mention that before. How or when do you actually, can you classify us as a type 1? What great event would take place in order for us to convert over to be seen as type 1? Or is it a collection of events? I was just curious about that. Thank you very much. You take care of yourself. Thank you.
Okay, well, we scientists get frustrated when people talk about alien civilizations in outer space and little green men, because we scientists like to rank things. We like to give numbers to things. We like to quantify things, not just BS about them at the dinner table. So Nikolai Kardashev in Russia gave us a ranking for extraterrestrial civilizations, type 1, 2, and 3. A type 1 civilization absorbs all the light that falls on it from the sun. They are type 1, like Buck Rogers or Flash Gordon. They would exist in a planetary civilization. For example, they would have mined the oceans, they control the weather. Anything planetary is within their domain. Then eventually they exhaust the power of their planet and they begin to absorb the energy of a star. This is called type 2, a civilization like in Star Trek. In Star Trek, they actually can ignite stars. And type 3 is galactic, whereby you roam the galactic space lanes like in Star Wars. And then the question is, what are we on this cosmic scale? Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll talk about what we are on this cosmic scale, and when will we attain type 1, type 2, and type 3 status. Okay, so once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Yes, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And before the break, we had a question about our civilization. We physicists rank civilizations by energy. We don't talk about little green men. We don't talk about fantastic things of encountering aliens in space. No, we physicists like to quantify things, and we quantify them by energy. Type 1 would be planetary, for example. Type 2 would be stellar. Type 3 would be galactic. Now, what are we on this cosmic scale? Do we control the weather? Do we control stars and black holes? Do we roam across the galactic space lanes? No, we're type 0. Carl Sagan, however, gave us a more accurate estimate. He devised a logarithmic scale, and he calculated that we are about 0.7. In other words, we're converging on being a type 1 civilization. And you can actually see this culturally, in fact. For example, English will probably be the future language of this type 1 planetary civilization. We talk about sports. We already have planetary sports in the form of soccer and the Olympics. We actually have a planetary music evolving, youth music, rock and roll, rap music, and stuff like that. We have a planetary culture forming, high culture, with Chanel and Gucci. And so we're beginning to see planetary cultural artifacts being developed in our society, but it won't be probably for another 100 years. And why 100 years? Because in 100 years, we will be creating as much energy on the Earth as light falls on the planet Earth. Right now, we only use a fraction of the amount of light energy that falls on the Earth. An advanced civilization would use all of it, and that is type 1. Now, a type 2 civilization is immortal. Nothing known to science can destroy a type 2. Ice ages and even a supernova cannot destroy a type 2 civilization. So we should see them. We've looked in outer space for type 2 civilizations, and so far we have not found any at all. Sorry about that. And one day I was in the London Planetarium giving a talk about this, and a little boy comes up to me, must be about 10 years old, and he says to me, "Professor, you're wrong. You're wrong, Professor. There's type 4. And I said to the little boy, no, come on, give me a break. I mean, after all, there are planets, there are stars, and there are galaxies. That's it, kid. There's nothing beyond planets, stars, and galaxies. But the little kid tugged on my pants and said, no, no, Professor, you're wrong. There must be type 4. And then I realized that, hey, maybe he's right. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe there really is a type 4 civilization beyond galactic, like what we find in Star Trek. In Star Trek, there is a civilization beyond galactic, and that is the Q. The Q has the power of a god, able to manipulate galaxies if he felt like it. So maybe there is a type 4. However, we are stuck with type 1. But the transition between type 1, between type 0, where we are today, and type 1 is potentially catastrophic. Because a type 0 civilization still has all the savagery of its past emerging from the swamp. And as a consequence, it's not guaranteed that a civilization will go from type 0 to type 1. They could blow themselves apart. They could ruin their civilization with pollution. All sorts of things could happen to prevent them from going from type 0 to type 1. But that's where we are today. We are at perhaps the greatest transition point in the history of civilization. The transition from a savage type 0 civilization to a peaceful planetary type 1 civilization. And we're privileged to be alive to see this transition happening right before our eyes. Every time I read the newspaper, I realize that I'm reading about the birth pangs. The birth pangs of the birth of a planetary type 1 civilization. Okay, well, unfortunately, I think we have to wrap up. Once again, in this segment, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And in the next segment, we're going to continue to take your listener phone calls. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and be part of the fun. Be part of the March of Science by calling into Science Fantastic.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. That's right, you too can be part of the March of Science by giving us a call and asking that question and making that comment that's always been bothering you. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and perhaps you can ask that question and get on national radio. I mean, after all, how many times have you been watching the TV, listening to radio, and something pops up that catches your fancy, but you have no one to talk to? Nobody. It's just you and the TV, you and the radio. Well, here's your chance to get to the telephones and ask me that question, make that comment, and have that thing heard on national radio. The number to call, once again, is 612-564-8135, and you, too, can get on national radio. Okay, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Armand from Queens, New York. I listen to you too. I was wondering, you know how they have bicycles that have an assist with a battery? It's like an electric bike, semi-electric bike. I was wondering if there's a way to be able to charge that battery with the same pedal motion and then keep using that battery as you're going. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Well, the short answer is yes. You can convert mechanical motion into electricity. In fact, some people think that in the future, instead of having to charge up your cell phone or whatever, we'll have wearable computers that are energized by the motion of your body. So even the simple muscular motion of your body would energize the electric devices that you have without having to have those pesky lithium-ion batteries. And here's how it works. Think of a dam. In a dam, you have water going over the dam, and it spins a wheel. The wheel, in turn, is connected to a magnet, and the magnet spins because the wheel is spinning. The magnetic field, in turn, pushes the electron in a wire, and therefore moves the electron in the wire, creating electricity. That's how hydroelectric dams work. That's how we energize a lot of the homes around the country using hydroelectric dams. That's how bicycle lamps work. Bicycle lamps work because the motion of the wheel turns a tiny dial which spins. Connected to the dial is a magnet. The magnet, in turn, is very close to a wire. The magnet then pushes the electrons in the wire, creating a current which energizes your light bulb. And that's how bicycle batteries work. And one day, perhaps we'll even energize our home devices, our portable devices, using the bodily motion of our movement. The very fact that your body moves creates vibrations, which in turn can push against electrons, giving you a current. So perhaps in the future, you're not going to have to worry about batteries at all. Well, we only have a few minutes left in Science Fantastic, so let me take a few of the email questions that I get, because not everybody wants to be on national radio. Some people are shy, but they email me questions, so let me answer a few of these questions. One question that I get is about the Space Force. The President of the United States has said that we have to have not just the Air Force, not just the Army, but a Space Force, because space is where all the action is. Well, there are pluses and minuses to both sides, so let me give you the pluses and minuses. On the plus side, well, let's be serious. Let's not be naive. The Chinese and the Russians, they too are looking at the militarization of space. Let's not be naive about this. The Chinese, about 10 years ago, even shot down one of their own satellites using one of their satellites, proving that they have killer satellite capability. In fact, the destruction of one of these Chinese satellites created a debris field of about 2,000 pieces of debris, and scientists around the world were horrified that a killer satellite from China created all this junk, and we scientists on the Earth now have to compensate for that whenever we shoot one of our satellites through this junk field created by the Chinese. Well, the point here is that the Russians are experimenting with this, and we are too. Let's be clear about this. And therefore, there has to be a cop on the block. And that's where the Space Force comes in. Not that it's going to terrorize everybody, but it's going to be basically a peaceful force like a cop on the block that regulates the traffic, makes sure that things are peaceful, and that things don't get out of hand. That's the plus side. The minus side, however, is, well, if war does break out, who is the most vulnerable? We are. We are the ones that depend upon satellites for communications, for early warning, for the internet, for GPS. If a war were to break out, we would be the first to feel the effects. So let's say a small country, even like North Korea, could in principle detonate an atomic bomb over Kansas. Placed just right, it would create an electromagnetic pulse that would paralyze our communication system. Think of two gunfighters, where one gunfighter throws sand in the enemy's eyes, blinding him in the opening shots of a war. Even if the other side has bigger weapons, these bigger weapons are useless because you've now blinded them with the electromagnetic pulse. The electromagnetic pulse is real. It's not fictional. We've actually created an electromagnetic pulse back in the 1960s by accident. And so this means that we have to be very careful. If we begin to militarize space, we need a treaty like the Outer Space Treaty of 1967 to regulate this, because we are the most vulnerable to a space war. Okay, well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, you can get on Science Fantastic by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letter to the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe you can get on national radio on Science Fantastic. Good day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.